They have a song for anything.
That's great.
They have a song for anything, Dennis. And Gary can prove it. We're here with Mr. Dennis Rusk. And Mrs. Lori Rusk is here, too. You sure you're not going to turn that microphone on just so you can say hello? No, thumbs down. All right. The owners of ABC Glass, 44-year-old company. The Rusk have had it for 17 years, and they've been ROSI certified just fairly recently, within the last 6 months. And we're proud to have them on board. We're talking all things glass, and off air in the break, we were talking about a particular trend that's coming back.
Chrome glass. Chrome metal is coming back into play. A lot of
they heard what I was getting installed. I'm on the fore end of this trend.
A lot of the remodelers are going to chrome. They want the retrofit look. They want that new look to it. So chrome is clean, and they like the clean look, and so it's becoming popular again.
Please tell me that gold frames will never come back in.
No, they're not coming back. We don't allow that.
That they are not coming back.
No.
Oh, man. Talk about a maintenance issue. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we've been talking about all the different types of glass. We've been talking primarily about shower enclosures and then some window failure announced. We haven't even touched on mirrors yet.
Well, mirrors are the kind of the last thing of a remodel. After they've taken the mirrors off the wall and they've repainted and put the new backsplashes and so on and so forth, they come to find out going, hey, that mirror's a little too tall. We need to cut it down. So you could bring the mirror to our shop, and we'll cut that mirror down for you. And you can and a lot of people today are reusing that. For a while, it was frame mirrors. But since 2008, 2009, that's kind of disappeared. We haven't seen as many frames come back in. More people are cutting their mirrors down and just reusing them.
And leaving them frameless. They are.
Yeah.
Because we are seeing that as a bathroom trend really big. The big, full-size, full-width, 5-foot mirror that's, you know, 30 inches or 3 foot tall, they're all coming down and getting cut into two mirrors.
Yes, and they're cutting them down, and then we're drilling holes in them for light fixtures and sconces and that kind of thing. We didn't have that for a few years, and it's coming back.
You know, we have an incredible safety record at our remodeling company, and I've only ever heard from a safety officer one time, and it was because someone called the show, and I explained to them how to take a mirror off to save it. And he called me at the office and said, Rosie, if I ever hear you telling people how to pull a mirror off a wall like that again, I'm going to write you up.
We pull a lot of mirror off walls. With the black mastic. We have certain cups we have. We can put them on the mirrors, and we take them off. And we charge people to do that. And we actually, there for a while, we pull more mirror off the wall than we actually installed on the walls.
Interesting. And what were they doing with it?
Most of the mirrors were either in big mirrors in bathrooms,
yes,
or mirrors that had led out into the master bedroom, and they just got rid of the mirror.
Okay.
Mirror wasn't a popular thing back in their mid-2005, 6s and 7s.
Yeah, all through the 80s and 90s, we'd go into the bathroom, and it's 8 feet deep and it's 5 feet wide, and you've got a single or double vanity as you walk in, then the stool, and then the tub unit. And we're going to put that mirror from the beginning of the walk in the bathroom to the full length of that vanity, whether it's 3 foot or 5 foot or however long it is. And then we're going to run it up to a soffit, and then we're going to put recess can lighting. So now as you go up to brush your teeth or shave or put, you know, the ladies put the makeup on, all the light is directly from above. All you have is shadows on your face. It was a horrible technique that we did in virtually every house we built.
And a lot of that's coming.
It's coming all coming
down.
Out.
It's, yep. coming, it's all coming out. And so now people just want the mirror to be a mirror, and they really don't want it to be the focal point of the bathroom anymore. They want it to be just a mirror.
And they want the light from the front. Give you front light as opposed to down light.
We're drilling a lot of holes, and for people to add their mirror and their lights to the mirror.
You know, the number one request we're getting right now, Dennis, is either what do I have to do to my home to bring mom or dad back home, or what do I have to do to my home to stay in my home? Can y'all mount significant grab bars on top of mirrors?
Not really.
Okay.
It just, the mirror doesn't, can't take that kind of pressure. Once you drill the holes into the mirror, you've created a weak spot.
Yeah.
And once that weak spot is created, to put some weight on that thing, we've had nothing but issues with it.
But you can't accommodate any kind of light sconce or fixture at all. It's just a drill. It's a stationary fixture. You trim it out. Done.
Good look. Like people drill the 4-inch hole so it goes around the can or it goes around the electrical fixture. And then at that point, the electrician can come in and finish it out.
Now, how about some of the backlit mirrors? Are y'all doing much of that? I think it's Hilton.
That has that back.
Yeah. That almost in every newer Hilton unit, the bathrooms are backlit mirrors.
And some of the Marriotts are have that too. That is becoming really, really popular. It's just that we have to make sure that we can get electrical power back there. We mount it. We do a standoff, and then we can mount it. A lot of the stuff is we get them pre-made because they have holes already drilled in the mirror and the glass. So we just got to set it up in there.
And how about the framed mirror? The mitered. Trim pieces. Are you doing any of that anymore?
Not anymore. We're not doing much of that anymore. And it's even like the old bevel strips that people
That's what I was trying to come up with.
Put around the mirrors. Just the other day, we did our first one that in about 2 years that somebody actually wanted some 2-inch bevel strips, and all they wanted it for was just to hide the old black.
Delaminating?
Out. Yeah.
What is the black on a mirror, an aged mirror?
Well, what happens is that the steam and the humidity get behind the mirror, and it stays, and it keeps it wet. And eventually the paint and the process and the silvering begin to break down, and that's how it all starts.
And there's no way to restore it?
Not anymore. The EPA pretty well shut us down from doing any resilvering.
Oh, I didn't even know that it was ever available.
It was available probably about 15 years ago. We had somebody who could do it for us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you covered up with a bevel piece.
It's covered up.
And then now that's real retro.
That's very retro. And we have a funny feeling that's going to come back.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get to the phone. We have several people calling in. If you'd like to talk to Mr. Rusk of ABC Glass with any question you might have about glass and or mirrors, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. In the 9 o'clock hour, we go open line. We ask you to call in with any question you might have. In the 10 o'clock hour, we kind of take it to a deeper level with a particular expert, and our expert today is Dennis of ABC Glass. Let me introduce you to Liz from Chandler. Good morning, Liz. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for all your wonderful help on the radio. I don't miss you. I'm on every Saturday with you.
Well, bless your heart, Liz. Thank you.
Okay, quick question on it. I have a stationary window with an exterior pane of glass, an interior pane of acrylic. The acrylic is cracked.
Okay.
Do I need to replace both? And where can I get new acrylic?
Well, we sell acrylic. What happens with the acrylic is that you have to replace it is that the heat dries out the acrylic because it's an oil-based product. And over time, it loses any kind of softness of the acrylic, and it becomes brittle and hard, and you just have to replace that piece.
But it's doable.
It's doable.
Okay. So how would Liz get a hold of y'all?
You can call 602-971-3440, and whoever picks up the phone, you can ask us to come out and take a look at it.
And where in the house is this window, Liz?
It's a front kitchen window.
Okay.
Okay. We can take a look at that.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps.
You'll hear from me.
All right, dear. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it and the kind words about the show. It's what we do. We try and get together on air every Saturday and bring you the kind of information that can help you become a better Arizona homeowner. So I told you I had a glass challenge for you.
Okay.
I was gifted a handmade, gorgeous cypress canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Handmade by the prisoners at Angola Prison in Louisiana. And it's all engraved on the side. It is a gorgeous canoe. I drove to Louisiana to pick it up and bring it back. I have all my grandfather's hunting and fishing, old fly rod, old hunting vests, old shotgun shells, paper-hulled shotgun shells, old cork decoys, that I want to take this canoe and build a glass top for it, and inside the canoe have all my grandfather's parts. Now, what glass would we look at for that top?
Well, we'd probably look at a piece of quarter inch and have it tempered, and we'd probably make a pattern, have to cut to the top of it to make it fit correctly.
Because the canoe has got, you know, the bow and the prow, so it's not gonna, it's gonna be, I don't know how we're gonna do it.
We'll have to take a look at it, see what we can do.
Maybe when y'all come out to put the shower door in, I'll show you my canoe.
Okay, well, I'll send some guys out. We'll have to come out and take a look at that.
All right.
That should be fun.
Yeah, well, it would make a great family talking piece.
Yes.
The problem is my house isn't big enough for it, so I've got to build a house that'll be big enough to put this table somewhere. We were always hoping it would go into the cabin we're building up north. But that's going to be my challenge. It'll have some of Raymond's old cane duck calls, fox mallard calls, the federal paper hulled shotgun shells, his old fly rod. I got his old
hunting
vest.
Gotta have some waders in there somewhere.
Some what?
Waders.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't have any of his waders. Those are pretty well all gone by now. But that'll be my next project that we'll try and get tackled with Dennis Rusk of ABC Glass, building a glass countertop for my canoe, handmade canoe. It's a beautiful canoe. But let's get back to some of the other things that you're seeing a lot of, particularly in the mirror. How could you talk somebody through whether or not a mirror is worth saving or not, and how they could try to take it down?
Nope.
Okay.
We won't even go there anymore because it's just,
when it explodes, it's a mess.
It's a mess, and we don't know how someone installed it, so they could have used liquid nail, and forget that.
What is that black mastic?
The mastic is a for mirrors has a component in it that won't eat the backing of the mirror. So if you use silicone on the back of a mirror, the silicone eventually, the acids in it will eat the back of the mirror out. So you'll be able to see spots in there. So you don't, that mastic doesn't have that in there. So it just, it's black, it sticks, and it doesn't fall down.
Very good. What other glass partitions are you seeing going in?
Well, we're doing a lot of showers, I should say, that have a shower screen and no door. So we see a lot of, the latest thing is having no curb. So people who are taking care of an elderly person, this way they can roll them up to the shower and they don't have to go over a curb.
Barrier-free entry.
And we are building a lot of screens, so at least the water doesn't come out and form a lake on the outside. So we have a nice screen there, and we're doing a lot of that now.
But you don't have to manipulate your way around a door,
right? Exactly.
That at that point just in the way.
It's just in is your the screen is just there, and the people can get in and out without any problems. So
all right, very good. We'll be back for a final segment with ABC Glass here at Rosie on the House right after this short break.